Okay, we've got a few minutes before the news to squeeze in a quick chat about South Africa's digital quality of life. Obviously, almost every aspect of our lives is now offering the possibility of some kind of digital integration. So it's pretty concerning to look at a global survey and see that South Africa has ranked only 66th in the world in terms of digital quality of life. On the upside, the Global Digital Wellbeing Study did find that we have the most affordable mobile internet in Africa. That may surprise some listeners. Let's hear a little bit more about the survey. On the line via Zoom, Pavilis Jonas, who is a researcher at Surfshark, which is the company that conducted this digital quality of life index. Great to have you with us, Pavilis. Welcome.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
So tell us a little bit more about how extensive the survey was and what it looked at.
So yes, so basically, as you said, we are cyber security company Surfshark. We are focusing on privacy and security. And when we look at the internet, we look at five different pillars. Mm-hmm. It would be internet affordability, internet quality, electronic infrastructure, electronic security, and electronic government. And then we rank countries in each of those separate pillars and combine all those rankings into the one index.
And let's look at the global picture before we look at the South African results. Usually when there's any kind of global survey, we see the countries of Scandinavia emerging in the top spots. Is that the case on this one? Which countries were in the top five overall?
Well, indeed, yes, there are a couple of Scandinavian countries, but not only. Mm-hmm. This year, at the top spot is Israel.
Okay.
Second country would be Denmark, then Germany, France, and Sweden. So yes, European countries, they are dominant in top 10, but also we can see some Asian countries as well.
Right. Now, I know 117 countries evaluated overall, so we are solidly somewhere in the middle to the lower half in South Africa. Which countries make up the bottom five countries?
A bottom five would be Cameroon, Mozambique, Ethiopia, Yemen, and Congo.
Okay, I was in Mozambique in June, and I must say that they were very good with their cell phone technology, but I'm not that surprised because there wasn't a lot of infrastructure beyond that outside of sort of big corporate compounds and the like. Okay, so that's the global picture. So European-dominated top five and African-dominated bottom five. South Africa sitting somewhere in the middle to lower, but at 66th overall. Let's dive into the South African picture. Do you want to talk to us a little bit about how we fared on those individual pillars that you looked at?
Yes, so as you said, South Africa is in the middle on the 66th place. If we look at the internet quality, it ranks a bit better. It's 62nd. Electronic security is almost exactly at the middle of 65th. Where you're lagging a bit, it would be electronic infrastructure. You are on 88. Electronic government is the 60th. And on the best terms would be internet affordability is 39th in the world.
Now, I'm sure some of our listeners will be surprised to hear that because it always feels too expensive. It always feels like we've been taken for a ride by the suppliers, that we don't get as much out of our internet packages as we think we do. But 39th overall in the world. As a matter of interest, Pavilis, did we improve or slip further down the list? Because I know it's not the first time you've conducted this survey. Are we getting better or worse?
On internet affordability, you are a bit worse. You slipped down from 26th place to 39th place.
Ooh,
but
okay.
It is quite important to understand that this year in globally, internet affordability dropped. And I think this is one of the sad outcomes or sad findings of this year's study, that internet is less affordable globally. And the same case would be in South Africa.
Okay. Pavilis, we're almost out of time. Is there a website we can direct our listeners to if they're interested in reading the report in detail and really diving into the stats that were forthcoming from the survey? Where should they go?
Sure. So they can go surfshark.com/DQL2022 or just go on any search engines like Google and Google Digital Quality of Life 2022.
Pavilis Jonas, researcher at Surfshark. So the website surfshark.com, and you're looking for Digital Quality of Life Index, DQL 2021.